Okay. So the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis presents a machlokas tanaim about the status of a woman who's osetz rachaha v'ras adam, machlokas her mayor and Rav Yossi. Aisha she osetz rachaha v'ras adam. Rav Meir Omer ima medes tamei v'mishavas Torah. Meir is machalik between whether she's standing or sitting. And according to Rav Yossi, ben kach Torah, there's no such distinction. And what emerges from the Gemara is that even though in general there's no reason to assume that dam that would come together with meraglaim is dam in a makor, but there's a possibility that the Gemara describes as hadul makor v'ayfi dam, somehow meraglaim in some scenario goes back into the system and brings out dam with it. So the specifics of what that means, not that we'll really understand it anyway, we'll get to in a few moments. But in terms of the big picture, machlokas, Rav Meir and Rav Yossi here in the Mishnah, there's the Tshuva Saran, Simen Mem Tes. The Beis Yosef quotes different parts of the Tshuva Saran. Tshuva Saran, Simen Mem Tes thinks that Rav Meir is lishitaso of Chashina and Limiuta b'chol Torah kula. That this is a miyut possibility, an unlikely but possible possibility that there's dam and makor that comes together with the meraglayim, and remeir lishitasa b'chol Torah kula v'chashin lemiuta is chosesh here as well. However, the Aruch HaShulchan points out in Oth Beis that that's difficult in light of the Gemara and Daf Yudalad Amud Beis. The Gemara and Yudalad Amud Aleph and Yudalad Amud Beis is discussing the scenario of a woman who sees a dam on an eid she'ein abaduk. So she uses an eid she'ein abaduk where there's a possibility that the dam that she finds on that eid, on that bedikal cloth, was there beforehand because she didn't check it out ahead of time. And the Gemara at one juncture on Yudala Mebeis is tola machlokes tanayim about the status of eid she'ein abaduk, whether we're choshesh that that dam is Domina Makor, excuse me, and this machlok is Remeir Rav Yossi about Dam Bahashtana. So there, the machlok is about Eitchen Abadik, the machlok is Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. So number one, it's difficult to assume that if this is really the Shitas of Chashin Lemiyuta, that Rav Yehuda there subscribes to Remeir Shita of Chashinan Lemiyuta. And furthermore, Reb Shimon and Armish in the Seifa is even more machmir in the case of Ish v'Isha, Shasu Tzarcheya, and in the same toilet bowl. And Reb Shimon also clearly doesn't hold the Chashin Lemiyuta B'chol HaTorah Kula. So the Aruch HaShulchan finds this Taliya somewhat difficult. Sidrei Tara, just to understand what's that Taliya and Daf Yudalid B'chlal, what's the analogy between Eid She'ein Abaduk and Roa Dam Bashtano, which at first glance don't seem to have anything to do with each other? So the Sidrei Tara, Simen Kuf Tzadi Sivkatan Samach Dalid, Simen Kuf Tzadi Sivkatan Samach Dalid suggests that the Tzad HaShaveh between those two machloksim, excuse me, those two scenarios, isn't about Chashin al-Miyuta in general, but what happens if you have conflicting miyuts on either side of the situation. So, for example, in the case of Eid She'ein Abaduk, so on the one hand, there is a miyut of dam that you would find on an Eid that's Bamei Alma, meaning if you're using a bedikal cloth, so the most likely scenario is that the dam there came in a makor. So the scenario that the dam and that bedika cloth is me'alma is a miyut. At the same time, rov dam min a makor is baba hargasha. So the possibility that the dam is min a makor is also a miyut. So you have two conflicting miyuts. You have a miyut that dam in an aid is me'alma. You have a miyut that dam below hargasha is min ha-makor. What do you do if you have two opposing conflicting miyuts? So that's machlokas tanaim there, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir. do we follow the cheskas tara of the women? Do we say that if I have meat against Mia, so okne leisha becheskasa, that she is becheskas tahora? Or excuse me. Or do we look at the rov dam and say rov dam in general is min hamakor? So we'll assume that the dam here is min hamakor. So the Siddur Tara says that's the same yesod behind the machlokas for Meir and Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. If you have dam bahashtana, you have conflicting miyots. On the one hand, a miyot, it's only a miyot of dam that comes bahashtana that would be min hamakor. On the other hand, if it's dam min hamakor, where is it? It's damaka. It's also a miyot of dam that's damaka. So I have two conflicting miyots, miyot damaka versus miyot dam min hamakor. What do you do? So according to Remeir, who's machmir, we go with the rov dam in general is min hamakor. And according to Rabbi Yossi, we go with the cheskas tahara of the women that we're mokim her as cheskasa as being tahara. And that's the tzad hashaveh between dam bashtana and eichen abadik. And that's why the gemara on Yadal and Remeis is told that these two machlokas tanam, Rabbi Yehuda Remeir and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, on totally these two machloksim together. Okay, that's just a mamar hamuzgar as far as the tli on Yadal and Rebeis. Is that a puzzled looky line or no? Okay, let's go back to our gemara on Daf Netesvud Beis. First, understand what exactly is the concern of Neiraglaim Hadil Makav Aisidam, and then what are the parameters of the Machlokas Remeir and Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. So Rashi writes, excuse me, the gemara begins, within Shitas Remeir, we distinguish between Omedes and Yosheves. Why is there a difference? By Omedes, we say, Yosheves Nami, Nema Mei Reglaim Hadal Makar Vaisidam. Amr Shmuel bin Mizanekis. Says Rashi, Bimizanekes. Mizanekes means that the meraglayim is coming out in a stream. Mikalachas, streaming out. The kevan dinafak dikiluach, since it's coming out in a stream, ki urcha, which is the normal way, lo dechika, so there's no pressure, velo hadar meraglayim lamakor. And there's no concern that the meraglaim is going to go back in to the system. The ein derech dam makor latzeis im meraglaim. Avasha seses, but if it's not streaming out, if it's sputtering out, aidi de okma nafshahu, the ikal meimer hadur kilu amedes. But if it's just seses, so that's not the same normal way. And there we're concerned of Hadam Ereglayim Lamakor. Rashi says this a little bit more directly on Daf Zayin Mabez, where the Gemara in the beginning of Eroa Kesem brought this as one of these possible scenarios of masked Hargashos. So Rashi there on Daf Zayin Mabez says, Omedes Tmeya, the Aidi the Dachakla Alma, the Mu'umidishtina, there's pressure causing her to be Matelis Meraglayim. The Raya is that she's doing it while standing, which is not the normal way. Lo Yachla Latsor, and she wasn't able to stop herself from being Matelis Meraglayim otherwise. Had Meraglayim Makor by Sudam, they were concerned that Meraglayim is going to come back into the system and bring out with it. So before you get back to the Shach Matar of the Gemara, that's difficult to understand in light of general medical knowledge. What is the scenario they're talking about here, where some kind of pressure is going to cause Meir Lein to go back into the system and bring Dom out. After all, the Dom and the Meir Lein come out of two different places in the female anatomy. So the Avnei Nezer, Yoredeya, Simon Reish Lamed Beis, calls together three approaches in Achronim to understand the Metzius, none of which are really satisfactory. But Achronim and one of Rishonim. So just to outline what his possibilities are, Avnei Nezer, Yoredeya, Simon Reish Lamed Beis. So the first possibility he writes is that the Meir Glayim is coming out normally through the urethra in the normal place. And Dom is coming out where it normally comes out from. However, when the Meir Glayim comes out, it somehow meets with the Dom and the Makor inside, and both of them come out of their respective locations, as he says, Ze Yatsa Kedarko, Ze Kedarko. But he acknowledges that doesn't really fit with the Lashon of Hadar Meir Glayim L'Makor V'Yisidam, but that's his possibility one. Possibility two, he quotes from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, is that the Meir Glayim comes back in and then meets up with the Dom, and then brings a Dom out together with the Meir Glayim from the place that the Dom usually comes out of. And then possibility number three, which is from the Marach or Zerua, Simin Ches, is the same scenario where the Meir Glayim is coming back in, joining with the Dom, and it's coming out from the urethra, and there's a Dom coming out with the Meir Glayim there. There is a medical situation called overflow incontinence, which causes difficulty in being Matelis Meir Glayim, which might be the closest thing to what the Marach or Zerua is describing. But there, it doesn't seem like that really causes Dom to come out either. So in terms of how any of this corresponds to any medical mitzvah that we're aware of, no great answer. No, the Behuda writes, Simon Memches, that is Neged Achush. If you look at the Badi Yisholchan in Sifkatan Aleph, in the Tziunim there, he has all the possibilities of the Avnei Nezer plus. But I think we just have to acknowledge that we don't quite understand the medical reality that the Gemara seems to be addressing in this concern of how the Meir Glayim L'Makor V'Yisidam. But that shouldn't stop us from learning the sugya, and it's still relevant l'halacha whether or not we understand what the medical mitzvahs at the Tanar Mor and the Gemara was describing is. So there's a machlokas Rishonim, three or four shitas in Rishonim, as you've probably seen, as to how to understand Shitas Reb Yossi. As the Gemara concludes, from Shmuel Halachic Reb Yossi, it looks like we paskin like Reb Yossi. No one disputes the fact that we paskin like Reb Yossi. The question is, what are the parameters of Shitas Reb Yossi here in the Mishnah? And the noteworthy thing that some Rishonim deal with, the Tshuva Sarban most prominently notes this, is that whatever we glean about Shitas or Meir or Reb Yossi Lalacha seems to be by inference from the Gemara's analysis of Shitas Remeir. The Shach Matar of the Gemara is exclusively, or at first glance, exclusively within Shitas or Meir. And yeah, the conclusion is Yipachim like Reb Yossi, so that'll cause some Rishonim to try to minimize the scope of the Machlokas or Meir and Reb Yossi, or perhaps suggest that maybe some of the Gemara's Shach Matar is the Kuli Alma, so that it doesn't come out that the Gemara is only talking within Remeir, and then we have to just extrapolate what we assume Halacha, if Halacha is like Reb Yossi and not like Remeir. For the Ran, that's you know, part of where the Ran's coming from is, as we began, the Ran says Rav Meir Shitas L'Chashin L'Miuta. The Gemara only needs to discuss Shitas Rav Yossi, Shitas Rav Meir, because we want to know what's the Miut that he's choshish for, where's that coming from. But no, we have no questions about Rav Yossi because of L'Chashin L'Miuta, the sugya doesn't get off the ground, and there's nothing to be choshish for whatsoever. So Rashi's understanding of the sugya, and this is expounded on a little bit, or embellished, amplified rather, by the Top Tosfos in the Testament Beis. But Rashi assumes, number one, that there's no physical possibility of being mizanekes while omedes, that the metzias doesn't exist of a woman being mateles meraglayim while standing in a mizanekes situation. So if that's the case, to the extent that in the Mishnah we have a machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yossi about omedes, that must be talking about omedes vishoseses. If there's no such thing as omedes mizanekes, if there's a machlokes about omedes, it must be omedes vishoseses. So according to Rav Yossi, omedes is tahora even if shoseses, and that's the only way you could have a woman matelis meraglayim in an omedes state. So according to Rav Yossi, omedes vishoseses is tahora. According to Rav Meir, omedes vishoseses is tamea. And then what would seem to come out of the pashtus is that according to Rav Yossi, a woman is always going to be tahora. Every scenario of matelis meraglayim, bein omedes, bein yosheves, even if she's shoseses, is going to be tahora. And that is the pashtus in Shitas Rashi, although in a few moments we'll come back and see that may not be as pashtus. Just give me a second to get some water. Sorry. Okay, sorry. In that understanding of Rashi, that according to Rav Yossi and then Lahalacha, every scenario of Matelis Meraglayim is Tahora, that's the what we'll call the Pashtus of the Rambam. That's how the Beis Yosef understood the Rambam. The Rambam Perek Hei Halacha Yudzayim. Ha'isha Shehishtina Mayim V'yatzadam Im Meraglayim. Bein shishtina v'yomedes, bein shishtina v'yosheves, harezu Torah. So whether she's a medes, whether she's the yosheves, she's tahora. Beis Yosef understood within the Rambam that according to Rav Yossi, she's Torah across the board. Omedes, yosheves, mikalachas, shoseses. In every scenario, she is tahora. And that's the stima saramban in his halachos perek gimel halacha ches. That's how the Beis Yosef understood the Rashba. And that's the Psak of the Mechaber in Simen Shin Tzadi Aleph. The Mechaber writes, basically, Lashon Rambam, Ha'isha Shishtina Mayim V'yatzadam Imei Ragleha, Bein Shishtina V'yomedes, Bein Shishtina V'hiyosheves, Harei Zu Tahora. Okay. However, there are others that limit the scope of the Rambam. Chavis Das, Simen Kuf Tzadi, the end of Sifkatan Kuf Dalet, assumes B'das HaRambam, that the Rambam's blanket heter is only applicable where she sees the Meraglayim, the Shas Kiluach, where she sees the Meraglayim coming out of the stream of Meraglayim. But if she sees Meraglayim, she sees Dam together with the Meraglayim mixed together in the toilet bowl, then maybe she's Tamea, and maybe there you have to be Choshesh, that came separately from the Meraglayim. So that's just a Mamar Hamuzgar, which may be true even beyond the Rambam, he says it in the Rambam. But more importantly, more basically, fundamentally, the Chazon Ish, Simon Sadi Os Beis, is a masig, if you will, in the Beis Yosef, or skeptical. How does the Beis Yosef know that the Rambam really is matir across the board in every situation of Dam Bahashtana? Because the Rambam only says, Beino Medes, Bein Yosheves. But the Rambam doesn't address the situation that the Gemara describes towards the end of this limited Shakamitaria of a situation where she's Mizanekes Besochasval, the Nimsadam Besochasval. And not Al Svasasval. That is, she's Yosheves Al Svasasval, and there's Nekes Besochasval, and there's Nimsadam Besochasval, not Al Svasasval, that we should be concerned that Basar de Tamumaya Asuda. And Chazon says the Rambam isn't Misyachis to that scenario one way or another. So you don't necessarily see in the Rambam that we're not concerned in such a case. So that question, we'll get back to Blineder in a few moments, that speaks to what seems to be another Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here in the Gemara as to whether Basit de Tamumaya is an independent consideration that may be true even according to Remeir, even according to Reb Yossi. So just hold on to that for a few moments till we circle back. But leaving the Chazon Ish aside, the way the Beis Yosef went through the Rambam, the way the Beis Yosef Paskin and Shulchan Aruch based on his understanding of the Rambam, which is also probably the Pashtus in Rashi, though we'll see may not be the case in Rashi either, is that according to Reb Yossi and Lalacha, there's no distinction. Every scenario of Roa Dam Bashtana, the woman is going to be Tahora. The whole Shakamitar of the Gemara is only within Remeir. Any scenario where Remachmir is only relevant according to Remeir, not according to Reb Yossi. Okay. Now, Tosfos argues on Rashi. So, number one, according to Tosfos, and this is further amplified in the Rush in Siman Aleph, but according to Tosfos, there is a Mitziuti possibility of a woman being Mizanekes even when she's Omedes. It is possible for women to be Mizanekes even when Omedes. And in light of that, the Tosfos understands the Shakamitari of the Gemara as follows. So let's just try to read the Gemara together through the lens of Tosfos. The Gemara asks, Maishna Omedes Darmina Meir Glaim Hadal Marka Vaisidam. So according to Remeir, who's Machmir in Omedes, why is it that by Omedes we're concerned that Meir Glaim Hadal Marka Vaisidam in a case where she's Mizanekes? According to Tosos, she could be Mizanekes Vamedes. So we're concerned where she's Mizanekes and Omedes that she could be Tamea because that's Damina Makor. And why do we have that concern? Because if she's Omedes and Mizanekes, that's considered a Chadulareyasa, meaning Mizanekes is a normal way of being Matelis Meriglayim, but Omedes is not the normal way. And in that situation, Rechoshesh, because you have a Chadulareyasa, that the Omedes is not normal, maybe that's going to precipitate a Meiruglayim Hadal Markavai Sidam scenario. Yosheves Nami name Meiruglayim Hadal Markavai Sidam. So why are we concerned as well by Yosheves in a Yosheves Chadal Reyes situation where a woman is Yosheves but Shoseses? Yosheves being the normal scenario, Shoseses being the not normal element of it. So she should be Tamea in that case as well. And according to Tosfos, the standard is what's considered a Chadul Reyes. So according to Remeir, in any Chadul Reyes, the woman should be Tamea. So Maishna Omedes Mizanekes, which is a Chadal Reisa, Yosheves Vishoseses should be a Chadal Reisa just as well. And to that, Amr Shmuel, the Mizanekes. That the Mishnah is talking only in the case of Mizanekes. And that's why we distinguish between Omedes and Yosheves. But in a Hanami, if a woman is going to be Shoseses the Yosheves, she'll be Tameo. That's just not the Nidon of the Mishnah. So according to Remeir, according to Tosvos, a woman is only going to be Tahora if it's Tarti Latibusa. She'll only be Tahora if she is both Yosheves and Mizanekes. But if it's Yosheves Vishoseses, or Omedes and Mizanekes, and Kolshekein Omedes Vishoseses, then she's going to be Tamea. And then Tosa has a second possibility, which has a slightly different understanding of the Shaka Vitaria, but ends up with the same bottom line lalach. So that's the position that the Torah quotes from the Rush, which is a Rush in Siman Aleph, that Rabbi Yossi is Metaher B'Yomedes, sorry, that Remeir is Metame B'Chad L'Reyesa, and according to Rabbi Yossi, a woman is Tahor B'Chad L'Reyesa, but will still be Tameya B'Tarti L'Reyesa, meaning, all we know is that Reb Meir is mitame b'chadel reyesa. We know that Reb Yossi argues on him. So all we know about Reb Yossi is that he's mitar b'chadel reyesa. But b'tarti reyesa, we have no evidence to say that Reb Yossi would argue. And even Reb Yossi would agree, tarti reyesa, that if a woman is omedes umizanekes, that she's going to be Tamei. Again, that possibility of a Medes and Mizanekes doesn't exist according to Rashi. It's not possible to see this according to Rashi. But according to Tosos, that there is such a possibility that allows Tosos to read the Shaka Vitari as he does. And then you end up with Rabbi Yossi just being transposed one frame over, if you will, from Remeir, such that everyone would agree by Tarti Lareyasa that she's going to be Tamei.
The Tarti L'Reya says Omedes Vishoseses, right? Omedes Mizanekes is going to be Tahora, according to Rabbi Yossi.
Correct. According to Rabbi Yossi, Omedes Mizanekes is going to be Tahora, that's a Chad L'Reya, and Omedes Vishoseses, which is Tarti L'Reya, is going to be Tamei. Correct. Okay. But then, now, according to Tosas, as we'll see in a moment, you then have the possibility that the last layer of the Gemara, of Reb Abba, of Yosheves Alsfas Hasval, Mizanekes Besal Hasval, Nimsa Dam Besal Hasval, the Misa Damasa Tamamaya, Is Alsfas Hasval, Ibaglish Tachuche, that may be true, Lukuli Alma, according to Tosfos. We'll get back to that in a moment as well. But just to, as far as what we know about Shitas Reb Yossi, according to Tosfos, according to the Rush, and this is the first day in the Ramah, that if there's a Tarti L'Reyasa, that's where the woman is going to be Tameya, even according to Reb Yossi, and then Lahalacha. So if you look in the Ramah, that's the first Yesh Omrim. Yeshomrim, De'en la'tira, ela b'yosheves v'ishtina, aval b'omedes, im mekalachas v'solchasval, v'nimsa shamdam tahora, aval im shosasin al svasasval, v'nimsa shamdam t'meya, dolva mekor tsar, chozin l'makom, u mivin dam. Right, that formulation of that's the way the Rush expresses the mitzias of hadar lamakor v'aisi dam. Not that, as Rashi says, because she is can't hold it in and is forced to be matos meraglayim when she's omeda, so that creates a pressure. But the fact that she is omedes, even if she says s, that's a the omedes creates a scenario where the makor is somehow narrowed, and that causes the hadar meir glayim makor. Okay. Now, the Chasam Sofer points out, I told you to look at a Rashash who says some of this, Rashash of the Mishnah, but Chumash Chasam Sofer, Simon Kuf Memches, points out that this question as to whether Basi de Tamumaya Asadam is true Lekuli Alma is itself a machlokas Rashi and Tosos. So Rashi Dibra Maskil Dilma, Rashi writes, Dilma Basir de Tamumaya Asadam Mimakor, that maybe after the water stopped coming out, the Meir Glayim stopped coming out, Dam came in a Makor. Velo Machmas Meir Glayim, but having nothing to do with the Meir Glayim. Meaning, in this scenario where she's Yosheves Asvas Asfal, and she's Menzeneka Setoch Asfal, but you only find the Dam Al Sefas Asfal, so that's an indication that maybe the Dam came separately from the Meir Glayim. Because if it was together with the Meir Glayim, you'd expect it to be found in the Sfal together with the Meir Glayim. But that concern that Dilma Basir de Tamumaya, below Machmas Meir Glayim, so that may be true, Lekuli Alma, because once it's not a function of coming together with the Meir Glayim. So maybe that's an independent concern that you have to have Lekuli Alma. Maybe even Rabbi Yossi would agree to that concern. So if that's the case, then even if you have the most expansive understanding of Shitas Rabbi Yossi Lekula, but in a situation where a woman is Yosheves Asfas Asfal and Mizaneka Satoch Asfal and then finds Meir Glayim Asfas Asfal, maybe you still have to be concerned that that and then finds Dam Asfas Asfal. Try saying that 10 times fast. Maybe in that situation, you still have to be concerned that that Dam is minimum core. So that's what the Chasam Sofer says within Rashi. That was the Chasam Ishah Sa'ara, that maybe the Rambam doesn't disagree with that. And Rashi may not disagree with that. That's the Chasam Sofer's read of this Rashi. And then the Badi Shulchan says this. I was looking, I couldn't find, it could be Rav Avadia does talk about this, I couldn't find, but the Badi Shulchan thinks that for Sfardim anyway, we're more machmirs for the Rama. But the Badi Shulchan thinks that even that for Sfardim, for the Mechaber is Noki Lashon Rambam, you should be machmir for this this understanding of Shitas Rashi / Rambam, that in that scenario of Yosheves al Sefas Hasfal, the Zenechas al Soch Hasfal, the Nim Sadam al Sefas Hasfal, they have to be choshish for that dam, even according to the Mechaber. As opposed to Tosas here, the Maskal Dilma, that what emerges from Tosas, the way the Chasam Sofer explains, is that the concern here is simply an extension of Shoseses, that where a woman continues to be Shoseses after a woman is Mizanekes, and then even where she's Mizanekes Kadarka, then the Meir Glayim stream trails off into a spurt, into Shoseses. So maybe we're concerned in that point where it becomes Shoseses that Basa de Tamamai Asadam. But that's only a concern where that comes on the tail end of a Shoseses, but it's not independent from the Hatalas Meiraglai. So that's the Chasson Sofer's understanding of Tosfos as opposed to Rashi. But according to Tosfos, there's no independent concern of Basa de Tamamai Asadam. And therefore, whatever we say, so the Gemara's concern is only Aliba de Remeir and not Aliba de Rebiosi. Okay. But the Ran assumes that way as well. That's the Ran's. As we alluded to earlier, the Ran assumed them test is that the fact that the Gemara has a Sol Shaka B'Tarya only a Liba de Reb Yossi, that indicates that there has to be some only a Liba de Remeir, that indicates there has to be some significance of that Lahalach even according to Reb Yossi. And he assumes as well, based on that analysis, that this last scenario of Yosheves Asfas Hasfal, the Zeneka Sosoch Hasfal, of Nim Saddam Asfas Hasfal, that's going to be true, or that chashash is going to be true, l'kuliyamni, even according to Reb Yossi. Okay. The Hagos Maimonides Perakei Os Beis quotes from Maram that if a woman is Yosheves Umizanekes Chutzlesval. So Yosheves Umizanekes alone is a Tarti Litivusa. That's the way it's supposed to be. But the stream doesn't go into the toilet bowl, it angles out. So even though you have that Tarti Litivusa, there's something else that's working against you. Or if she's Choseses, even Latochasval, then she's Tamea. And this Maram presumably understood. One second again. This Maram presumably understood that there's no machlokas or Meir and Reb Yossi about Yosheves at all. The whole machlokas in the Mishnah is Bomedes. But everyone agrees about Yosheves. What does it mean everyone agrees about Yosheves? Everyone agrees that Tartili Tivusa is okay with an asterisk. That asterisk is that it's Tarti L'Tivusa plus, what some call Tlas L'Tivusa here, that it has to be Tochasval in addition to Shoseses and Mizanekes and Yosheves. So the Maram writes that if you find the Dam as Al Sefas Asval, then she's Tameya, because Raglaim L'Davar de basar de tamumaya asudam. Dilo besochas fal nami mi bayus tachuche. That if you find that asfas asfal, as we saw, that's a concern that it must have come in a makor. So according to Reb Yossi, so the way the Maram seems to understand is that according to Reb Yossi, according to Reb Yossi, you need a Tarti L'Tivusa, which may be a Tarti L'Tivusa plus. So the way the Chasson Sofer explains this is that Reb Yossi is matir by a Chad L'Reyes Akala with a kuf. What's a Chad L'Reyes Akala? So if she's Omedes Umizanekes, then she's going to be Tahora, because Mizanekis is a strong tivusa, and omedes is a weaker reyesa. In the scheme of things, omedes umizanekes is a weaker reyesa than yosheves vishoseses, even though both of those have a chad de la reyesa. So according to this version of the Maram, as quoted in the Hagos Maimoni, it's true that she's omedes umizanekes, she's going to be tahora, but if she's yosheves vishoseses, she's going to be tamea. Even though both of those seem to be chad el reyesas, but there's a difference between not every reyesa is equal. So again, we're going to come back to this maram in a few moments. But the question that will emerge from the Ramah's second Yesh Omrim is what's the relationship between this maram and Rabbeinu Chananel that Tosis quotes on Yedalim Nebeis and then quoted by other Rishonim as well. So as we noted,
he said that if she misses the toilet, we have to be machmir for that?
Yeah. So there are two versions of the Maram. I want to come back to that in a few moments, but that's what it says in the way the Maram is quoted in the Ghost Maimonius Parakeh.
Okay. Why is that? Meaning, I understand if it's on Sfas HaSefel, that there are a couple of ways you can understand why that would be a chumra. Why would we say right. that missing altogether is an issue?
Because there's something abnormal about that process. If there's any abnormality in the normal way that a woman is Matelis Meiraglayim, that may be an indication that something's off. If something's off, then maybe you have to be choshesh for this Hadar Meiraglayim concern.
Uh-huh. Okay, and because we don't actually know what Hadar Meiraglayim is, there's reason to be concerned with any abnormality.
Well, the Rishonim don't actually say it that way. They don't say it's because right. we don't know what it is. But
okay, bye.
I mean, it sounds like, at least Maral Chor Zeruah, sounds like he does know what it is, even though we don't understand what he meant. But, okay. So as we know at the beginning of the Shir, the Gemara Daf Yudalit equates the Machlokes Tanami about Eishen Abaduk with our Machlokes Tanami about Dan Bashtana. And Tosas there on Daf Yudalit Mibes, Gimme Maskel Rabbi Yossi Metaher, where quotes our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi is Mitahir. So Tosas there writes, B'shem Rabbeinu Chananel, that Rabbi Yossi lo tihir legamri. Rabbi Yossi, even though it's Mitahir, it wasn't a full Tahir, it wasn't legamri. Tosas doesn't explain exactly what Rabbeinu Chananel meant. The Rush, Perek Beis, Simon Beis, says what that means is that Rabbeinu Chananel was metahir mishum nida umetame mishum kesed. That even though Rabbi Yossi said this woman is matelis meiraglayim and sees dam is tahora, that's only true as far as nida daraisa, but we're still machmir to treat that dam b'meiraglayim with tumas k'samim. So she's Torah min haTorah, but tumeya midrabanan. The Shoel and the Ran, the Siman Mem Tes again, understood differently in the Rabbeinu Chananel. Understood that Rabbeinu Chananel is coming to be mechalik between Taharos and Heter Labayla. That Rabbi Yossi was Metaher Le'inyan Taharos. But was a Machmir as far as Isser Labayla. So Benkach Benkach Tahora in our Mishnah is about Taros, but Labayla Rabbeinu Chananel was Machmir, and in that he was Mode to Remeir. So the whole Machlokes Remeir and Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah is only Le'inyan Taros, but Le'inyan Isser Labayla there's no Machlokes at all. The Ran very much didn't like that. The Ran writes Ein Elu Ela Divrei Nevius. The Ein Lehem Amasha Yismochu, So Ben Chananel never could have said such a thing, to distinguish between Labaila and Taros as far as this din. So it must be a misrepresentation about Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel. But the Beis Yosef seemed to have understood the Rabbeinu Chananel the way the Shoel in the Ran did. That brings us to the Shach in Sifkat and Gimel, who understands the Ramah's second Yesh Omrim in light of this Rabbeinu Chananel. So let's take a look first at the Ramah's second Yesh Omrim. V'yesh Omrim, da'afilu v'yosheves, ein lahatir ela v'mikalachas, v'nim sadam toch hasfal. So that's what we saw in the Maram of the Agos Maimnios, that even if she's Yosheves, we're only going to be matter if she's both Joseses and has good aim. Aval asvas asval tmeya. But if it's on the svas, even if she's Joseses v'Yosheves, she's tmeya. Uba omedes b'cholin tmeya. And omedes is all going, always going to be tmeya v'hachi nahog. So that's pretty much what we saw in the Hagos Maimonides citation of the Maram. However, the Shach understood that this second day in the Ramah, the second day Shomrim, is the position of Rabbeinu Chananel. He's bothered Mechatesi to distinguish between Toch Hasfal and Al Sifas Hasfal. And he assumes that what Rabbeinu Chananel is really coming to say is to distinguish between Lichachila and Bidyevet. He assumes that's true both Labaila and Lataros. But that requires further analysis. What does that mean? We don't usually talk about Bidyeved when it comes to Hatter Labaila. So where is the evidence? I mean, the Rabbeinu Chananel that Tosfos quotes, Rabbeinu Chananel is one nekuda, that the Shitas Rabbi Yossi is Shitas Rabbi Yossi is not across the board, not Matar Lagamri. Either not Matar Lagamri, but is Matar Tumas Kasem, or the distinction between Labaila and Lataros. But how does that relate to what seems to be a totally different point, which is the parameter of the heter, or the extent to which there is a heter according to Rabbi Yossi of Dam Bashtana. So the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan Oth Tezayin accuses, if you will, or ascribes to the Ramah a conflation of Shitas. That on the one hand, you have the Maram. I forgot to make one nekuda. In the Maran, the way we saw it, quote in the Agos Maimonides, that citation doesn't weigh in on what the status of Omedes is. Let's see, do I have a Rambam here? Oh, yeah. So the Maran, the way the Ghost Maim, and the citation of the Ghost Maim, and the Maran doesn't weigh in on Omedes. But he says that Yoshavis is only going to be Tahora if she is Shoseses the Tochasval. But he doesn't weigh in on Omedes. And the Ramah, in the second year Shomrim, if Afila be Yoshavis ain't Lahatir Elbin the Kalachas, and Nimfadam Tochasval, Alam Svasasval Tumeya. Uba Omedes Bechol Inyan Tumeya. So that we didn't see in the Maran so far. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan points out over here, or suggests, that the Ramah is conflating, or he says, Hirkiv Kan Shtei Deus Biyacha. So on the one hand, you have the Maram and the Ghost Maimonios. But according to the Maram, the Ghost Maimonios, if a woman is Omedes Umisanekes, she'll be Tahora. So if the Ramah meant to paskin straight like the Maram, the Ghost Maimonios, he should have said that if she's Omedes Umisanekes, she's Tahora. And the Ramah says Omedes is Tamea B'cholofet. So where does that part of the Ramah come from? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that's the Rabbeinu Chananel that holds that according to Rabbi Yossi, the woman is always going to be Tameya Mishum Kesem. And that's where the Shach is coming from in saying that the Ramah is like the Rabbeinu Chananel. Because the Rabbeinu Chananel then is the only Shita that Rabbi Yossi is Machmir across the board in every single scenario, because even according to the Maram, is the only shita that Rabbi Yossi be machmir akedei kach. Because even according to the Maran, Omedes Mizanekes, she is Tahora. However, I'm not sure why the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't seem to be nachas to this. But if you look in the Mordechai, that the Dark Emotion himself quotes in Sifkot and Aleph, look at the Mordechai, look at the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe I missed something. But the Mordechai in Siman Tav Shin Lamed Hey, that the Dark Emotion quotes, that's the one Rishon in the Shita that the Dark Emotion quotes here in the Dark Emotion Katsar. So Mordechai Tav Shin Lamed Hey quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel, that you need a Tartili Tivusa, and if she's Omedes, then she's always going to be Tamea. He says this independent of any Hisyachsus to Ksamim versus Ksamim versus Tuma Daraisa, meaning that according to this version of Rabbeinu Chananel, you need a Tartili Tivusa. And still, according to Omedes, is always, you're never going to have a Tartila Tivusa by Omedes, because Omedes is itself a Reyasa. So the only scenario in which you're going to be Torah according to Rabbi Yossi at any level is if she's Yosheves Vishoseses. Let's see if I can pull that up in a second. Okay. Ish v'ish yashasu tzarcheyem b'solcha sval v'lova sfasa sval v'b'yosi mitayr v'savris vex v'ekahu savik min ish. I'm sorry, not the previous one. No, it's the end of that paragraph. Pasim Aram, Dafka Bishanimsa Bisochasval, Aval Yosheves Al Svasa Sval, Vinimsa Al Svasa Dam Tmeya Lichachila, Afagav the Kaimelan Kribiosi, the Matar Bechol Inyan, Umasik Afilu Lichachila. We have been Hanano Pirish, the Hani Mila betrays Feki, Avachad Feka, the Evet in Lichachila Lo. Hechad Yosh was fas asfal, the nims Adam al svasov, a medes, a filu bisocho, laka elachad suffic. Yes, I guess it's true then that even according to the Mordechai is presenting the Maram and the Rebbeinu Chananel distinctly, although then he says, Nachon Lahachmir Kipeirish Rebbeinu Chananel. Right, so then maybe the okay, so I guess the Aruch HaShulchan's point stands that it's not explicit in the Maram. You can take a look, there's a Chuvas Maram in Defus Prag Simon Tufresh Lamed, Defus Prag Simon Tufresh Lamed, and in Defus Lvov, I think it's Tuf Gimel. Yeah, so it's Prag Tufresh Lamed and Lvov. Tough Gimel. I think you take a look at those versions of Marat, but that may still be true, what the Aruch HaShulchan says, that it's not explicit in any of these versions of the Maram that Omedes is always going to be Tamei according to Rabbi Yossi, and that still requires the fusion of Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel. But it's not the Rama's fault, so to speak. I mean, the Maram himself, the Mordechai himself fuses the Rabbeinu Chananel with the Maram. As Rabbi Carr points out in his Chidushim, in the back of volume 1 of Mishmeres Tara, he has a Chidushim al Seder Adaf just on the end of the Masechta. So he points out it makes sense, or at least the Chumrah of the Rabbeinu Chananel, or the reason that we would entertain even the Chumrah of the Maram, excuse me, Lalacha, the second Yeshomim of the Rama, is only because of the Rabbeinu Chananel. Meaning that in principle, if we're talking about Nida Daraisa, then we would be more reluctant to be Machmir Akedei Kach. But since we're only treating the status of this Dam Bashtana as one of Tumas Ksamim and not of Nida Daraisa, so then we have more willingness on some level to be Machmir like the Maram and only be Matir in a Tartar Litivusa or even a Tlas Litivusa situation where she's Yosheves Vishoseses Lesoch Hasfa. Now, the question that raises then is, if that's the case, then do we invoke Kulos Ksamim when it comes to Dam Bashtana? If we're saying the basis of this Psak of the Ramav, the double Chumrah, is the Rabbeinu Chananel, and we understand the Rabbeinu Chananel is distinguishing between Ksamim as opposed to Nida Daraisa, and we only treat this as Tumas Ksamim, so does that give us the allowance of Kulas Ksamim as well? Badi Yashochan in Sivkat and Yudalid points out that he thinks Stima Saposkim is that will be Metame Dam Bahashtana even Pachas Mikigris, because there's no basis of being told as such dam bimacholes. And he quotes from the Prideya that you wouldn't have kulas darvashena mekabel tumah as well. He says, because that's true by H.J. Nabadik, and the Gemara compares H.J. Nabadik to dam bashtana, there's no kula of in Makabel Tumah by Dam Bashtana. But many argue on this. If you look in Rabbi Karp, Mishmar Satara, Perikud Beis, footnote 13, he quotes many that argue on this, as does Rav Avadya, and many are Makel, Rabbi Willis Makel, that you would have Kulas Ksamim for Dam Bashtana. Rabbi Morgenstern writes, Chelik Beis, page 429, that you always have to ask a Sheilas Chacham when it comes to these things anyway, because there are a complex number of potential variables. But he quotes that Rav Yashiv was generally makel to apply Kulas Ksamim to Dan Bashtana, where there's another sniff Lahaka. And if it was a shade that wasn't fully red, or any other reason to be mekel, then he says Rav Yashiv would be mekel b'tziruf, the fact that you could apply kulas ksamim. Now, in terms of actually, second. Yeah, then we'll stop here. I have a few, just a few more brief aros on the more lemaisa aspects of this that I guess we'll talk about next time. So Mirtz Hashem, we will just wrap this up on Wednesday and then start the sugya of Damaka. We'll see how I'm feeling. If I am able to be in person, I hope to be, and if not, we'll be on Zoom again. I'm definitely feeling better today than the last few days, behind Hara, so hope that it continues, other than apologize for my voice. But we'll Mirtz Hashem pick up on Wednesday. Okay?
Thank you.